The Osgood Files, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The date, 20 years in the future. The mission, save a man stranded on Mars. The movie, of course, is fiction.
I'm entering this log for the record.
But according to NASA...
This is Mark Watney.
Not for long.
And I'm still alive.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Next month, a movie called The Martian opens, directed by Ridley Scott, starring Matt Damon, but also starring something you don't always see in a science fiction movie, a heavy dose of science fact.
I think The Martian is as close to science fact as any science fiction that I've seen about the journey to Mars and going to Mars.
NASA's director of planetary sciences, Jim Green, was a consultant on the movie, and he says a lot of what you see, NASA is already using. The two-story habitat module, NASA already has a training model. The plant farm, that's how NASA would feed astronauts between supply missions. They've already grown food on the space station. Same with the water recovery system, where every drop of water from sweat to urine is recovered and recycled.
NASA doesn't do Star Trek. It's not go where no man has gone before, as they say. We really have to look at where we're going, understand it completely, and that prepares us for the future.
So NASA's pretty pumped about this movie. And so was Matt Damon.
Hopefully the message in a movie like this is one that really kind of galvanizes participation and stuff like this and makes people excited about science.
Which is why Jim Green was delighted to help make it as real as possible, because while NASA may have the technology to send astronauts into space, it doesn't yet have the money. That takes support from voters and Congress.
There's a new, younger group in town, and they're the Mars generation.
Although, I think there's probably at least one plot point that NASA doesn't endorse.
This is something NASA rejected, so we're talking mutiny.
Well, it can't all be rocket science. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.